It's Wednesday, November 13th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Nigerian pastor Moses Ayaliki of Winners Chapel was kidnapped on April 10, 2019, by the Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram. Though he knew they were trying to convert him to Islam, he was able to stay peaceful and just listen. The months of forced Islamic teachings did not shake his faith, as he remains committed to Christ. After spending months in captivity, he was freed this past week thanks to the intervention of the Borno State government and the Kaltham Foundation for Peace, reports International Christian Concern. Luke 4, verse 18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free." Remember what President Trump said at the United Nations in late September?
"Regrettably, the religious freedom enjoyed by American citizens is rare in the world. Approximately 80% of the world's population live in countries where religious liberty is threatened, restricted, or even banned. And when I heard that number, I said, please go back and check it, because it can't possibly be correct. And sadly, it was 80%. America stands with believers in every country who ask only for the freedom to live according to the faith